And what is it exactly that we want? What has Putin got to do tomorrow, next week, next month, for us to call off the dogs?
It couldn't be simpler. He's got to actually close his borders to not just the exporting and transfer of military equipment, but there are also Russian special forces from the Russian Federation who are fighting with the separatists. There are so-called volunteers. I say so-called because they are actually Chechens and other Russian citizens who have been sent with Putin's blessing to stiffen up the separatists, and they have to be withdrawn. We do not yet have a clear conclusion on who was responsible for bringing down the Malaysian aircraft, but it's 99% certain this was Russian-supplied equipment, perhaps even operated by Russians working with the separatists. So he has to actually leave the Ukrainians to resolve their own problems, and that doesn't mean there shouldn't be political reform in Ukraine. A strong case for that, but that's not what Putin's interested in. He's interested in creating in eastern Ukraine rather what he's created in parts of Georgia that he helped remove in Abkhazia and elsewhere, and making them dependent on Moscow. That's not acceptable.
Sir Malcolm Rifkin, many thanks.